it's a medley of three old-time sort of British Isles type fiddle tunes. The first one is Scott's. It's McPherson's Rant or McPherson's Lament or McPherson's Farewell, whatever you want to call it. Second one I made up, and so it's not real. I mean, it's not real Irish fiddle tune or anything like that. Wish it were. I tried the best I could to make it sound like one, especially in the title. Those Irish fiddle tunes have really pretty titles. Titles like The High Wind That Blew the Low Post Down, and The Wind That Shakes the Barley, Paddy on the Turnpike, and My Love Is But a Lassie Yet, I Could But I Won't, Nancy's Fancy, Pigtown Fling, all of those go on forever. Devil's a Dream. They are wonderful, beautiful titles. I figured I'd have to have one, too. Searched around. Used to call it Fooling Around in C Minor. Thought that was a really crummy title. I wanted a good one. Finally, a friend of mine came up with one. He was looking for a tune to name. We got together and called it Putty Up the Nail Holes. And the third one is the 8th of January, and you'll probably recognize it because Jimmy Driftwood borrowed the tune to write the Battle of New Orleans. But really, it's an old Irish tune called the 8th of January.
Thank you.
In Manchester, a maiden dwelt. Her name was Phoebe Brown. Her cheeks were red and her hair was black, and she was considered by all good judges to be, by all odds, the best-looking gal in town. Now, Reuben was as nice a boy as any in the town, and Phoebe loved him dearly, but on account of his being obliged to work out for a living, he couldn't make himself very agreeable to old Mr. and Mrs. Brown. Now, Phoebe's heart was brave and true. She feared no parents' frown. And as for Reuben writes, the boy I've heard him say more than a dozen times, with the exception of Phoebe, he didn't give a cent for the whole mess of Browns. Now, Phoebe Brown and Reuben Wright determined they would marry. 3 weeks ago, last Tuesday night, they started for old Parson Webster's, determined to enter the dismal swamps of matrimony, although it was tremendously dark and it rained like the old Harry. Old Captain Brown was wide awake. He loaded his old gun. He then pursued the loving pair, and he overtook them when they got about halfway to the Parson's, when Phoebe and Reuben started off on a run. Old Brown, he took a deadly aim right at young Reuben's head. But, oh, it was a burning shame. Instead of that, you see, he saw his only daughter, Phoebe, drop right down, stone dead. Then anguish filled young Reuben's heart, and vengeance craved his brain. He drew a tremendous jackknife out, 2 foot and a half long it was, and he plunged it 50 or 60 times right into old Brown, and 'twas doubtful whether he'd ever come to again. Then Reuben Wright with frenzy tore the hair from off his head, and when half scalped, the pain was such that he awoke, found himself sitting up in bed, bootjack on his chest, for having been out to a tea party the night before, he'd so regaled himself with buckwheat cakes, all hot, that he'd had the nightmare upon getting into bed. That song, by the way, this probably began as an English song. I learned off a record of a man from Wisconsin, though. No telling how he got it. That's what's neat about a lot of these old songs. No telling how they got to where they were. This is another old song. I haven't got too much to say about it. It's just a nice song. It's played on the fretless banjo. If you ever wanted to play a fretless banjo, I'll tell you, it's really easy. I used to think it was hard, and this is one of the first banjos I ever had. One day, a couple of the frets fell out, and so I decided I'd put a new fingerboard on, and after I got the fingerboard on, I realized that if you don't put the frets in exactly the right place, you might as well not have them there at all, so I left them off, got another banjo, and then one day I decided I'd try to learn to play this. I only know 3 songs on it, but it's not because it's really hard to play. I discovered what you just... you have to remember is not to try to hit the notes right on. You hit them somewhere below. Slide up to them. Stop when you get there.
Destroy that poor boy's soul.
he scrambled and he fell to the ground and gave one dying moan. I threw my arms round my true lover's neck, said, honey, you will be left alone. I have $1 in my pocketbook and a quarter in my hand. It's come on, boys, let's take a little drink. I'll spend my money while I can. It's pass around your long neck bottles. We'll all go on a spree. Today was the death of that Wild Bill Jones. Tomorrow be the death of me. Train upstairs with a break that I make from a string sort of thing, which works in jerks, 'cause it drops in the spring, which stops with the string, and the wheels all stick so quick that it feels like a thing that you make with a break, not string. A string sort of thing, which works in jerks, 'cause it drops in the spring, which stops with the string. So that's what I make when the day's all wet. It's a good sort of break, but it hasn't worked yet. Here's a topical song, and I'd like you to sing the chorus of this song with me. The topic is picking apples. This is a very good place for picking apples, and a lot of you probably know this song already. The chorus goes like this. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Up in the morning before the sun, I don't get home until the day is done. My pick sack's heavy and my shoulder's sore, but I'll be back tomorrow to pick some more. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Well, you start at the bottom and you pick them from the ground, and you pick that tree clean all the way around. Then you set up your ladder and you climb up high, and you're looking through the leaves at the clear blue sky.
hey oh, makes you feel so fine. Looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine, hey oh, makes you feel so free. Standing in the top of an apple tree. Three-legged ladder as wobbly as hell, reaching for an apple, whoops, almost fell. 20-pound sack hanging around my neck, and there's two more apples that I can't quite get. Hey-ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey-ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. So down, picking up windfalls, crawling on the ground. Hey ho, you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey ho, you lose your mind if you sing this song about 100 times. Hey ho, you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine. Across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey, oh, you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.
I don't know if I have enough time. Let's see. I'll sing a... This is a Lead Belly song. Singing two Lead Belly songs. This one is called Silver City Bound. Song Lead Belly. Said he and Blind Lemon Jefferson used to sing. Blind Lemon Jefferson was a blind blues singer in Dallas, Texas, and he and Leadbelly ran around together. Leadbelly was his lead man, led him around 1910 or so. Silver City bound, I'm gonna tell my baby, Silver City bound. Me and Blind Lemon, we're gonna ride on down. Silver City bound, Silver City bound. Well, I tell my baby, Silver City bound. Me and Blind Lemon, we're gonna ride on down. Catch me by the hand, oh baby. Blind Lemon was a blind man. He'd holler, catch me by the hand, oh baby. Blind Lemon was a blind man. Catch me by the hand, oh baby. And lead me all through the land. Catch me by the hand, oh baby, and lead me all through the land. Silver City bound, Silver City bound, I'm gonna tell my baby, Silver City bound. Me and
blind lemon. We're gonna ride on down, Silver City bound, Silver City bound. Well, I tell my baby, Silver City bound. Me and blind lemon, we're gonna ride on down, blind lemon. Oh, baby, he was a blind man. Another song that Leadbelly used to sing. It's not his song. The song has been found other places. Leadbelly's version was called Red Cross Store, and other versions are one called Welfare Store Blues, recorded in 1932, I think, by Speckle Red, a piano player in St. Louis, still alive. He's 77. I told her no, babe, you know I don't want to go. Yes, and I ain't going down to no Red Cross Store. She said, Daddy, I came down here to tell you so. You better go running down to that Red Cross Store. I told her, no, baby, you know I don't want to go. Yes, and I ain't going down to no Red Cross Store. She said, Daddy, them Red Cross people are feeding mighty fine. They're fixing everything up with whiskey and wine. I told her, no, baby, you know I don't want to go. Yes, and I ain't going down to no Red Cross Store. She come down here talking to me about the war. I said, baby, I ain't got nothing to go there for. I told her, no, baby, you know I don't want to go. Yes, and I ain't going down to no Red Cross Store. Shook my hand. She said, Daddy, ain't you going down there and fight for me like a man? I told her, no, baby, you know I don't want to go. Yes, and I ain't going down to no Red Cross Store. Well, she said, Daddy, I just had to come down here and talk to you for just a little while. Ain't you going down there and fight for your wife and child? I told her, no, you know I don't wanna go. Yes, and I ain't going down to no Red Cross Store. She come down here and she fell down on her knee. I said, baby, you better look someplace else for your butter and cheese. I told her, no, baby, you know I don't wanna go. Yes, and I ain't going down to no Red Cross Store. I've got the worry blues, oh, I've got trouble on my mind. I've got the worry blues, oh, my Lord. I've got the worry blues, oh, I've got trouble on my mind. Honey, baby, don't leave me now. Oh, I got trouble on my mind. Honey, baby, don't leave me now, oh, my Lord. Honey, baby, don't leave me now. Oh, I got trouble on my mind. Suits my clothes, I'm going where I've never been beat. Going where the climate suits my clothes, oh my Lord. Going where the climate suits my clothes, I'm going where I've never been beat. I'm going where the water tastes like wine, I'm going where the water tastes like wine. Going where the water tastes like wine, oh my Lord. Going where the water tastes like wine, I'm going down the lonesome road. I've got the worried blues, oh, I've got trouble on my mind. I've got the worried blues, oh my Lord. I've got the worried blues, oh, I've got trouble on my mind.
Well, let's see. I'm torn between the desire to sing a very long ballad, folk song ballad, or tell a story. Does anybody here want to hear a ballad? Once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a little boy always wanted to go out hunting with his paw and the dogs, and his paw would always tell him, no, you're too little, your legs are too short, you'd never keep up. This little boy begged and pleaded and hollered until his paw finally said, oh, all right, on your 8th birthday, I'll take you out. So he waited and waited until his 8th birthday came around, and then he ran up to his paw and he said, hey, you said I could go hunting today, 8th birthday, you know, and his paw said, well, I guess I did. But don't you expect us to wait up for you. You so little and your legs so short, you'll never keep up. And if you get lost, don't you expect us to come take you by the hand and lead you home. The little boy said, oh, I'll keep up. Honest, I will. Besides, if I don't, all I have to do is take out my horn and blow it. And old Blue, he's the lead hound. He has wonderful ears. He'll hear that and he'll come find me. Well, his paw had to say okay, so they whistled up the dogs, started off. And they went down over Murphy's Mountain, crossed the creek bridge, down into the holler, met up with some more dogs and more hunters and got started. After a while, they got over by Sugarloaf Mountain, up into the brush. Those old dogs just got to tearing along. The little boy, he was keeping up. He was doing okay, but those dogs got faster. And the brush got thicker. And before you know it, he tripped over a log. And he got up and he tried to run after them. But they were just going too fast. And the brush was too thick. And his legs were too short. And they got farther and farther away. And farther and farther away. And pretty soon, he couldn't hear them anymore. And he listened, but all he heard were the crickets. And a big old swarm of mosquitoes. Great big old green bullfrog jumping in and out of the water. So he took out his horn and blew it. And the mosquitoes. And the bullfrog. Boom. Thought he heard. He wasn't quite sure. It got a little bit louder. And a little bit louder. It's all blue! Dogs. There's old Blue. pups, I believe they've got them treed.
This first song is called The Old Cane Press.
A cane press is what they use to make molasses. And what happens is that they have a big long pole, on one end of which is a paddle, which goes into a pot. And the other end of the pole is a mule. And as the mule walks around and around, the paddle stirs the cane as it's boiling down, making molasses. And I wish the fire was right here. Those of you who happen to be at the Smithsonian in Washington, they had a cane press with a mule and all.
Let's go down to Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, out there the other night.
like to, but we can't, huh?
As a friend of mine said, we've had several requests, but we decided to sing anyway.
Here's a song that Frank Prophet used to do, a version of The Butcher Boy. We'll stand real close because it's warmer that way.
Mute the strings from standing too close.
As I woke up one morning fair to take a walk all in the air, I thought I heard much love say, "Oh, turn and come my way." You told me tales, you told me lies, you courted a girl worth more than I. But gold will fade and silver will fly, my love for you will never die. Oh, tell me, Willie, oh, tell me, please, do you take her all on your knees and hug and kiss her all so free, and tell her things that you don't tell me? Is it because that I am poor that you turn me far from your door to wander out in the cruel dark world? Because you love a rich man's girl, she gives me cake, she gives me wine, we ride out in her carriage fine. She sits herself all on my knee and hugs and kisses me so free. Her father gives to me his land, and also to give it up, a fool I'd be to trade it all for the likes of thee. She went upstairs all to her bed, and making was all in her head. She tied a rope around the sill, and there they found her cold and still, all in her book.
Alice's note. All in her hand, these words she wrote. Heap up my grave so very high, so Willie might see when he rides by.
In 1942, my mother's father, from whom most of the songs in our family came, kicked off. And what trying to raise cotton on the red clay in Georgia had started, whiskey finished. And one of his last requests...
A lot of them go that way.
One of his last requests was to for them to sing, "Will the Circle Be Unbroken," as they lured him back down into the red clay he couldn't conquer while he was living. And we'd like to do that one.
His second request was not to go. But they didn't honor that one. Right. And we'd like to also, since it's sort of a special song, sort of dedicate it to all the circle of friends that are here at Beers. Hope that the circle won't be unbroken here.
Won't be broken.
Or won't be broken. Get it straight.
Cold does strange things.
Yes, it does.
I was standing by my window on one cold and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling just to take my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Lord, I told that undertaker, please drive slow. In that coffin is my mother. Lord, I hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I will follow close behind her, try to hold up and be brave. But I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Went back home, my home was lonesome since my mother, she had gone. All my brothers, sisters crying, what a home so sad and lone. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You'll see you at Fox Hollow, 1969.